The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, what a delight, what a pleasure to welcome to the studio today Major Deborah Ashcraft from the Central Ohio Salvation Army. Major, welcome to the program again.
Thank you. It's indeed my pleasure, Bob.
We are getting ready to do the Big Red Kettle campaign, and I can't wait. I am so excited because our listeners have been so generous
in
years past, and I'm trusting that they will be even more generous this year. Now, the first thing I want to ask you, Salvation Army does so many things. You have a lot of fundraising campaigns.
Yes.
Different ways, means, methods of fundraising. How important are those red kettles that we will see all over Central Ohio?
Oh, if the Salvation Army is going to be able to feed the hungry and help the homeless and help children in need, we need funds in the red kettle. So it is our largest fundraiser. The goal is $600,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And we need those funds. Not just for Christmas, but those funds make it possible for the Salvation Army to serve throughout the year.
So this is, and again, I don't think people understand how important, you know, they put a quarter in here, they put a dollar in here, and they see these red kettles. I don't think they realize that this is the bulk of your fundraising through the entire year.
Possibly not, but thanks for making that point. And, you know, when they give, they are giving to their local neighbors. If they're giving to your kettle, if they're giving to a kettle they pass by, they are helping their local neighbors who are hungry, who are homeless, who need safe places for their children after school and during the summer, and they're helping victims of human trafficking. So they are doing a lot of good, and it is very important. I mean, if without the kettle funds, we could not provide the level of services that we do.
All right. And all of the money stays here in Central Ohio. As you pointed
out,
you are literally helping your
neighbor.
None of this goes to national through the Red Kettle campaign.
No. And funds in your kettle stay local, too.
Well, and by the way, my kettle will be up at thewordcolumbus.com. It'll be the Bob Burney Live virtual kettle, and you can put your money in there at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Major Deborah, last year, the Salvation Army in Central Ohio provided, is this correct, 515,968 meals. Can that possibly be correct just here in Central Ohio?
That's right. And thanks to the generosity of our community, that was a reality. We're so grateful. We have several choice food pantries. We have produce giveaways, monthly boxes for seniors on low income, meals that we provide free for low-income students after school and during the summer. And that 515,000 meals was an increase of 11% over the previous year, which tells you two things. There's a lot of hungry people.
Yeah.
And secondly, there are a lot of wonderful, generous donors like your listeners who are giving money to the Salvation Army, making it possible for us to give those meals.
515,968 meals. In addition to that, 1,670 homeless persons were aided last year, and of that, 723 were children. Major Deborah, you know, there's all kinds of debates about the homeless situation. Who's to blame? What do we do? But here is one thing that is absolutely clear. The children are not to blame here. The children are completely innocent.
Yeah, that's for sure. And one thing that we know is that the Lord wants us to reach out and help us as we are able. And so the Salvation Army considers this a very important part of our ministry to help homeless families. Some folks that we serve are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Some are young adults that were in the foster care system who never really were able to function on their own and maintain a job. And certainly a large portion of the people we serve who are homeless are children. And so our caseworkers work to get these folks out of shelter into their own home, help with some rental assistance, but also help the adults in the family to obtain employment or be able to go back to school. So that the goal is provide immediate relief by giving them a home, a roof over their head, but also help them have the skills and the education they need to remain in their home and not return to shelter.
Yeah, that is so very, very important. Major Deborah has given me some handouts here with unbelievable statistics. The 515,968 meals, 23,385 hours of academic instruction, 1,670 homeless persons served, 1,388 human trafficking survivors. But Major Deborah, the most important thing to me on everything you have given me, which just is mind-blowing, is this phrase or this paragraph. The Salvation Army's message is based on the Bible. Its ministry is motivated by the love of God. Its mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human need in his name without discrimination. There are hundreds of organizations helping human trafficking, helping children, helping the homeless. But Major Deborah, I am so convinced that that is hollow and empty in an eternal aspect.
Yes.
Unless it is done with the love of Jesus and the goal of getting the gospel to these people, because that's what changes lives.
Yes.
And that's why I am so passionate about helping the Salvation Army and why I'm begging my listeners to go to the Red Kettle on thewordcolumbus.com and drop as much money as you can into the virtual kettle. But praise God, Major Deborah, you have not compromised the message of the gospel.
How could we? The message of the gospel
transformed. Is being compromised everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that transformed my life. It is our mission from the very beginning in 1865 in London, England, and it has never changed. And our message will always be based on the Word of God. God motivates us to love everyone and to serve without discrimination. Basically, to me, that means loving people in practical ways with no strings attached. And we know that giving food, feeding a stomach is important, but we know it's the feeding of the soul that brings real and lasting joy and has eternal significance.
I could not have said it better. I could not have said it better. And folks, you are going to be bombarded with requests to give at Christmas time. Christmas time is a giving time. And I always ask my listeners, be discerning. Check out the organizations that you give to. Never, never, never give without checking it out. When you check out the Salvation Army here in Central Ohio, I think you will be extremely pleased. You'll be impressed that they have not compromised their message since when, 1865, did
you say?
Yes,
1865.
The message is still the same. Major Deborah Ashcraft, thank you for all you and all of the folks associated with the Salvation Army are doing. And thank you for taking time to come into the studio today. And again, I am praying that our listeners just fill that virtual kettle to overflowing. It's at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Major Deborah, God bless you and all at Salvation Army. Thank you so much. Keep up the wonderful work.
Well, thank you, Bob. And continue to pray for us, please. And know that we are very grateful for every single contribution.
Well, and that's important. Give, but also pray. Thank you, Major Deborah Ashcraft with the Salvation Army. Please go to the virtual kettle at thewordcolumbus.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, you heard Major Deborah just a few moments ago. Who's going to be the first to drop some dollars into our virtual kettle today? Our campaign does not officially begin until December 4th. That is the official open of our Salvation Army campaign. December 4th. But I'd love to get a big head start. In fact, I have a personal goal of being halfway to our goal by the time we actually begin officially. Our goal is $8,000. I just pulled it up. Right now, we're at $358.96. And it would be absolutely incredible if we could reach $1,000 today. TheWordColumbus.com. The Salvation Army is under attack. Most of you know that. I mean, they are really under attack. They need our help. They deserve our help. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. It is our virtual kettle. It says fill Bob's kettle, but it's our kettle. Together, we're going to fill it. $515,968 meals last year. A half million individual meals provided. Plus many, many, many other things. All right. That's about all I'm going to say today. I'm just throwing it out there. It would be wonderful if we could reach $1,000 today. We're almost to $400. It'd be great if we could reach $1,000 today. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner and give. All right? TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. I have a question. Is it compassionate or is it compromise? These are the decisions you and I are going to have to make as we move into uncharted waters concerning gender, sexuality. How do we deal with people who are struggling with their gender, with their sexuality, and so forth? I mean, just a few years ago, it was highly, highly unlikely that any of you would know or meet someone who was so-called transgender. Highly unlikely you would ever run into anyone. That's not the case today. In fact, it is almost certain that sooner or later, and probably sooner, you are going to encounter someone who calls themselves transgender. Now, please remember, scientifically, there is no such thing as transgenderism. Okay? That is a scientific fact. But our culture, our society has created this imaginary condition called transgenderism, and so many people believe it. It has become a perceptive reality. It's not reality, but it is perceived to be reality. So you and I are going to be dealing with this sooner or later, and like I said, sooner. All right, one of the things, this thing of preferred pronouns, and there are hundreds of preferred pronouns. People who are a he want to be called a they. Say what? Yeah. Z, Z-E. Zay, Z-E-Y. There are over 100 individual pronouns that people can choose for themselves. And the PC culture, the political correct culture, says you must call a person by the pronoun that they prefer. Now, how do you know if there are over 100 pronouns? Well, you have to ask. You can't assume. It is wrong to say he or she. You have to ask. Well, what do we do and how do we respond? Well, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, J.D. Greer, has determined that he is going to use pronoun hospitality. In other words, he will ask people what pronoun they want to be called, And he will gladly call them by that pronoun. He was asked in a podcast that he calls Ask Me Anything recently how he was going to respond to this. The question was, when talking with a transgender person, which pronoun should you use? He said, this is a part of his answer. It was quite a lengthy answer. Some people on one side are going to say, hey, we got to tell the truth. And the truth is this person is either male or female. So I would be lying if I called someone who is female and identified as male. There are others who would say, look, as a courtesy, you should refer to a transgender person by their preferred pronoun as sort of a generosity of spirit kind of approach. You see evidence in the Bible of that. Personally, Greer said he leans a little bit toward the generosity of spirit. If a transgender person came into our church, came into my life, I think my disposition would be to refer to them by their preferred pronoun. When we talk about gender, I will be clear with him on the truth. The question is that the battlefront that you want to choose? So, he has decided for himself, if a transgender person comes into his life or into the church that he pastors, he will acquiesce and call them whatever pronoun they want to be called by. Now, J.D. Greer says that's simply being compassionate. And he goes on and makes it absolutely clear in this question and answer session that he believes the Bible says male and female. He is not compromised on that at all. That is what he teaches. That's what he preaches. He will not compromise on that whatsoever. But as a way to love that person, he will acquiesce and call them whatever pronoun they desire. He calls it pronoun hospitality. Now, here's my honest question to you. Is that compassionate or compromise? I think you can make a pretty good argument on both sides. He is saying, hey, we're not compromising the truth. It doesn't change what I teach, what I preach, what I believe. It's just, if I'm going to win them, I have to be loving and kind to them first. There are others on the other side who say, no. This is pure compromise. Why in the world would you call someone who is a he anything other than he? Someone who is a she, anything other than she? I'd love to hear from you. Is it compassionate or compromise? My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.